Our second feature pays tribute to a local policing legend, Stanley Limmer, who recently passed away. An exceptional soldier, administrator, and policeman, he engendered admiration and respect from the community he served. The feature is written by Derek James, and our reader, once again, is Robin Quine.
If a person was ever needed who demonstrated the term community policing that others could follow, admire, and respect, that would be Stanley Limmer. He was, without doubt, one of the finest police officers ever to have patrolled the streets of Norwich, and after his retirement he dedicated much of his life to looking after the welfare of others. It is with great sadness that I have to report the death at the age of 88 of Stanley, a soldier, a police officer, a husband, father, grandfather, letter writer, organiser, and lifelong Canaries fan. Among the many tributes is one from a former colleague, former Norwich City PC 170, Roger Button, now living in Florida, who said his memory would be cherished as a truly kind, fair, and honest policeman. Roger was a young copper under the watchful eye of Stanley and said, "He impressed me with his caring style of instruction. For example, if someone required assistance, he responded with enthusiasm. He was the epitome of the traditional police officer, who had respect for the public, tolerant pity towards the unfortunate, overindulging merrymaker, and kept a watchful eye on the young fun seekers." Born in Norwich in 1928, he started his military life as a national serviceman at Britannia Barracks in 1947, but soon signed up to be a regular with the Royal Engineers. He became a Lance Corporal supervising German POWs and dealing with UXB, and the following year was promoted to Corporal and was awarded the Bomb and Mine Clearance Medal. Stanley went on to be a sergeant serving in Singapore, where he taught Malay and Chinese sappers, and in 1953 was sent to Miri, Borneo and Sarawak to dispose of Japanese UXB. Returning to this country, he left the army and joined the Norwich City Police in 1954 as PC 40 and served for the next 30 years. He also joined the Territorial Army, reaching the rank of captain, and was also an instructor in the Army Cadet Force. He was awarded the Cadet Force Medal. Stanley was always an organiser, and he ran events, dinners and dances for the Cadet Force, eventually becoming secretary of the Old Comrades Association for 17 years. He also became welfare officer and later chairman of the Royal Engineers Association. And then there was his love of football, and especially Norwich City. Former Norwich Lord Mayor and one of the cult club's most famous fans, Roy Blower, said he and Stanley served together as committee members of the Norwich City Supporters Club. Stanley was a man of high principle and a very good police officer. He always made sure everyone was behaving themselves. "He did so much to help others," said Roy, pointing out that years ago the Supporters Club had around 80,000 members. One man who served with Stanley in the Norwich City Force was Morris Mawson, who went on to be the head of Norfolk CID. He said, "Stanley was not an ordinary man. He was an exceptional soldier, administrator and policeman, who engendered respect and admiration wherever he went. When he was appointed the neighbourhood constable for an area of the city not usually disposed to good police relations, he established an unprecedented accord never previously seen," said Morris. "He was welcomed into homes and offices in the city, were often asked, 'How's Stanley?' When he retired from what had become the Norfolk Constabulary in 1984, he became the founder member with Roy Woodhouse, Basil Kybird, Johnny Johnson and Kenny Dennis of the Norwich City Police Association. He produced a newsletter, organised events, acted as secretary and welfare officer, and if anyone needed help, then Stanley was always there." Stanley also joined the Norfolk branch of the National Association of Retired Police Officers, where he continued with his welfare work. In 2008, he was honoured by the award of a life membership of the NARPO for loyal and devoted service. When he retired from helping to run Norwich City Police Association in 2014, Norfolk Chief Constable Simon Bailey said at a surprise presentation ceremony, "I would like to thank you so much for all you have done as an officer and a member of the association. You are held in such high regard." His first wife, Joan, died in 1983. She had multiple sclerosis for 31 years, and Stanley nursed her. He married Brenda in 1996, and she had been his rock, caring for him during his extended period of ill health. Stanley leaves a daughter, Gillian, two sons, Ian and John, and grandchildren.